story, or maybe 101 prayer also, about addiction and about alcohol, drugs. And especially the alcohol there, and the hidden, unseen addictions, even unseen by those addicted. And how, you know, if it's in the story, we see Peter there when he's young, and how the adults are, and how now his friends who were young then are adults, even pensioners, and how that alcohol culture is still there much among them, whilst the youngsters may be a bit different to this. So anyway, what we will show there is people, you know, when it should be real fine party, fine dinner, high class, then we should have fine alcohol. And now it's sort of this kind of alcohol, and now it's time for that kind of alcohol, and now this. And then, almost imperceptibly, some are already drunk after a couple of hours. But you don't notice, you don't talk about it, and oops, that man, he shouldn't drink. He becomes weird just after a few glasses, and so on. That's how it looks like. And then, when things are going bad, when you're depressed, what do? You take them to the bottle. Even, I think it was Kaya Kallas, this weird lady who has some top position in the EU, when there are wars building up, said something, oh, now it's time to take out the bottle and pour a glass to escape the troubles. So that's the other time. And oh, I'm a little sick. Let's have one. A glass, strong one against that. It's so intertwined in society, in the culture, that it's there everywhere and you hardly even notice it. And oh, meeting old friends. Nice, let's get together. And what do we do then? Of course, we drink something. And then we have our peer. That's mature age. We came to this conclusion already when he was 22. It's boring. It's drinking makes you stupid. You feel lousy the next day, and so on. So there he is, and he drinks water. And I said, what? You don't drink soft drinks, you don't drink wine, you don't drink beer and all of those fantastic drinks. He says, well, I like water. It's the best drink of all. Quenches your thirst. Tastes pure and nice. healthy. Some people in different parts of the world, they are happy if they can get clean water, pure water. And here, people think you're strange if you just drink water. At least put some sugar in it. Sugar is another story. So what we see here, and that's why I started talking about addiction in general, is how people then, you know, it's like if you look, you could illustrate it somehow. You look at the culture, the group of people there in a society as a collective, right? Here we have this Swedish society, and here we have this bunch of people. You can stand there on a map of Sweden. And they all do the same as the others. So they have their addiction, collective addiction. And since it's collective, it's part of their normal culture, normal life. They don't even notice it. And if someone comes and points that out, challenges it, then he is an outsider that should be, you know, driven away, threatening us. But then you see some more and more, one after another, who just, and that's the point of the awares, that group. They just look at the situation with clearer eyes, thinking for themselves. It's really a matter of, you know, being independently thinking and individualist, not just following the collective, rather doing the right thing that makes sense and which is good for you. How it is like they're, you know, pulling themselves out of that. I'm talking illustration here. Pulling themselves out of that collective. Stay within that, it keeps you in there, and then you go like and you step out of that and just let go of that goo, which is sticky and, you know, like rubbery, transparent almost completely, and then snap, there you are, and you're free from that. So then that person stands there, you know, throwing off the rest of the pieces of goo sticking to him or, and yeah, you're free. You're still alive. But now you're free to choose your way of life and to choose it wisely with your own common sense. Just giving up that common sense to that collective common habit or whatever. Yeah.